A commission in Arizona will decide today whether to remove a state lawmaker from office for violating Arizona's clean election law. Few other states have such laws, and this is believed to be the first time the law's ultimate penalty is being considered. NPR's Ted Robbins reports.
Freshman Arizona State Representative David Burnell Smith spent Wednesday, as any legislator would, in committee, on the House floor, talking in the hallway. He would not talk with us, especially about the possibility that he could be thrown out of office. The state's five-member Citizens Clean Election Commission may do just that today. And Smith's lawyer, Lee Miller, says that would set a precedent.
Never has the commission decided to go to the limit of their penalty powers.
Arizona voters passed the Clean Elections Act 7 years ago. Since then, it's survived several court challenges, and the commission has imposed a number of fines to uphold the law's intent, which commission chairwoman Marsha Bushing says is
to allow more citizen participation in our governmental process on statewide offices and legislative offices.
Anyone who collects a couple hundred $5 contributions and signatures can qualify for enough public money to run a viable campaign. It worked for David Smith. After a number of failed attempts at public office, he won a House seat last fall in his district northeast of Phoenix. When he took the money, though, Smith agreed to the rules. Doug Ramsey is with the Clean Elections Institute, a group that advocates for the law.
It's entirely voluntary. When you agree to accept clean elections funding, you swear on an affidavit that you're going to abide by the spending limits and that you know what the penalties are and you agree to the penalties if there are violations. So that's what he did.
In fact, an audit and an independent investigation found that David Smith exceeded the spending limits by more than 10%, the number that triggers the removal penalty. His lawyer, Lee Miller, doesn't deny it, but he says there was no intent to harm anyone.
He was sloppy in how his campaign finance reports were put together.
Well, one person's sloppy is another person's, you know, evading the law. Sometimes bank robbers are sloppy, too, and they get caught, but that doesn't mean that they didn't violate the law.
And Doug Ramsey says in this case, the penalties are pretty clear. A $10,000 fine, repaying about $35,000 Smith overspent, and removal from office. But Lee Miller says that's unconstitutional. He says only the legislature can remove his client from office.
If a member of the legislature believes that another member of the legislature has violated the membership rules of the body, they file an ethics complaint. The Ethics Committee investigates. The Ethics Committee makes recommendations.
But the Clean Election Institute's Ramsey says this is not about Smith's behavior in office. It's about how he got into office. Marsha Bushing agrees. She says the commission has the power to remove him.
Of course, our decision doesn't become final until it either gets reheard or the requisite time passes or there's an appeal taken, and that becomes final.
If Arizona's Clean Elections Commission does vote to remove David Burnell Smith from office, he'll be entitled to a hearing before an administrative law judge. And then, of course, he can fight the decision in state court. Clean Elections advocates actually welcome that possibility. They want to prove the law has teeth. Otherwise, they say, it's useless. Ted Robbins, NPR News.